Sometimes at the beginning of a loving kindness sitting, it's helpful to just bring to mind or heart someone easy to love. And perhaps the easiest person or being or place that we can think of. This could be the sky. It could be a place we remember from childhood. An elder, a child, a peer, the tulips in the garden, what distinguishes this being or place is that we feel either an effortless connection or an easier, the easiest connection. And for some people, it's just helpful to get into the feeling tone. Of this being, place, that, you know, what it feels like to connect with them or the place. Other people, they can get an image, but maybe not the feeling. Some people, it's helpful to imagine that place or person right in front of them, right now, or beside them. And then you get just a very simple sense of what it feels like sometimes, the experience of very simply wishing them well. Wishing this place well, or the sky, bird. And for some people, saying some phrases silently to oneself can help sharpen that connection. For other people, it makes for more distance. Some people, it's sometimes helpful, sometimes one phrase. Several phrases. So the classical phrases are, may you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and peaceful of heart or mind. May you be strong and healthy of body. May you experience ease of well-being while living on this earth. And as you continue with this practice, start to get a sense of if it's easier for you to have a sense of sending the loving kindness. Or you might have a sense of receiving it. If you were a little child and there is a safe place, you connect with it, could be that the feeling tone is one of receiving. It doesn't have to stay one or the other, but it's just starting to get that sense. With a, this is the what's called the benefactor category. Usually we have both. And then for some people, there's more of a sense of not a giver, receiver, sender, just a kind of wordless or non-wordless abiding with. Quiet sense of just being with. Or there's a sense that this place or being is inside our heart. And as you continue, you might start to notice sometimes it might get dry, or it has been dry. That's fine. Just being able to have that intention to wish well is very powerful. Or to be connected with. You'll notice when you feel more immersed in this loving kindness that you mean the phrases. And there's no hurry, you don't have to rush through this, you don't have to make anything happen. And then see what it's like if you then shift to yourself. And at any time you can go back to the benefactor, what's easiest. But just shifting back to yourself now and getting that sense of, is it easier for you to send it to yourself or receive it? Abide. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be happy and peaceful of mind or heart. May I be strong and healthy of body. May I take care of myself happily while living on this earth. And then if you find it helpful, as we did last night, standing, whether with your whole body, or starting from the top of the head and going down, or from the feet going up, letting the connection with the kindness start to come into your body, cells, bones. Just connecting with the present moment's physical sensations in your eyes, for example, right now. They're tight, just let them be tight. If it's a vague, just feel sense of an area or they're numb, just let them be numb. Warm, cool, etc., vibration, texture. Getting that sense of sending or receiving or abiding with just some kindness, letting it seep in or stay outside or on the surface. Doesn't matter. So for now, if you find it, you can do it shifting down through your body, feeling, experiencing mindfully the sensations just as they are, connecting with kindness, loving kindness, care. But if you feel there's resistance, just go to the easy being or place. One is not better than the other.